Fitness Coaching with Heidi M.
Time now for Greatness Coaching with Heidi M. She joins us again today, and the topic is depression. Heidi, how's it going?
Hello, Ian. I am great on this side, and I am so glad we are having this conversation. Yes, depression. It is serious.
Very, very serious. And I think we're seeing more and more cases, especially now during lockdown, when a lot of people lost everything that was dear to them.
Yes, that's right. People feel like they've lost their freedom. Some people may have lost their jobs. Their income may have been cut, dipping into their savings, or some of them completely depleting their savings, losing their sense of security, their sense of community. So, yes, I think that exacerbated the condition for people who were already on a knife's edge or already suffering from depression before this nasty COVID-19 hit us. But I think then for many people, COVID-19 could have just opened up something that possibly didn't even exist before. The important thing here is to understand that you can make it better for yourself. You can alleviate symptoms. You can actually, to be very honest with you, you can make it go away. Before I continue, I just think it's very important to say that if you are seeing a doctor, a psychologist, or a psychiatrist, keep doing that. Do not stop. If you are taking medication, no matter who says what, ever, do not just stop. You need to. You can get off meds at some point. If you are working with your doctor, with your specialist that is treating you, you should not, under any circumstances, just leave the meds. There are side effects that you cannot handle on your own, and this could be a disaster. What I am going to tell you is, I'm going to give you three things to think about, which in time, working with your psychologist or your psychiatrist and your medical doctor or your physician, if you combine what I have to say with what they have to say and do the processes together, you can live a life fulfilled, happy, and without the meds. In time, there are processes. The first thing that I would like to share with you today is that you will find that depressed people are often mostly guilty of saying harsh, nasty, horrible things to themselves. Things like, I'm useless. And we must never tell people that they're useless. That is a dreadful, dreadful thing to say. I mean, you wouldn't say that to your best friend. Why on earth would you say that to yourself? Things like, I never make it anyway. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I don't amount to anything. What have I got to show for my life? Of course, you'll be depressed if you keep on repeating those things in your head. You really, really need to take charge of what is going on in your head. You should not allow yourself to be demeaning to yourself at all. And that is a conscious decision. If you become conscious of what you are thinking, which equals the words that you say to yourself in your head, you can manage it. You can't manage what you're feeling as much as you can manage what you are thinking, the pictures you see in your head, and the words that you say to yourself. You cannot possibly keep on criticizing yourself and expect to get out of your depression. The second thing is I will qualify. You have to do what makes your heart sing. People who are doing things for a living, if you always wanted to be a doctor, but you ended up being a school teacher, you won't be happy. You'll be prone to depression. You have to do what you are called to do. Now, let me qualify that. If you were not, because often financially people were not able to do what they, or to study what they wanted to study, or to sort of go in a direction that they wanted, is often a financial issue that they had, or a family issue. People didn't, family members that are important and special to you did not approve of your ideas and your choices, and then you went into a different direction. You won't be happy if that is your situation. Having that said, it is not too late at the age of 40 or 50 or whatever age you are now to say, all right, I didn't study to become a doctor like I always wanted to. And I don't have the money now, and it's too late for me. Not there isn't anything like it's too late in life. You don't have to be a doctor to help people. You can go to a center where you can volunteer and help people. You can go to where you read to blind people. You can make a conscious decision to just go out there and visit an old age home and sit and talk to people. That is often the only help that people need. That often makes the biggest impact in somebody's life. If somebody just comes to you and says, how can I help? How can I give of my time or my energy? What can I research for you? What can I help you find out to make your life better? You know, if you always wanted to be where there's a theater and lights and action and people have drama backstage and all of that, but you're not an actor, you don't have the talent to be an actor, but you know you were called to be in that environment, become a costume specialist, do makeup, find out where you can have a course in makeup. Find out where you can do lighting design. Find out where you can do internships so that you are part of that backstage glitz and glamour and drama. You see, the many ways you need to start thinking out of the box. If you are constantly just in the box and not thinking further and not reaching out, just stretching a hand out, type in on Google, say, how does one help people? It need only be simple one-liners to find out how you can live your heart's desire. It's often not the obvious thing that can be done. There are hundreds of things that are not obvious that are just behind the curtain of a bit of research. You just need to go out and open that curtain for yourself, Jan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if you can't be exactly what you wanted to be, it's not possible in some way. You can at least be in the environment as close as possible to it, right?
Yes, exactly. And get exact same satisfaction. If you are 48 years old, you always wanted to be a mother, you always wanted children, it's not going to happen for you most likely at the age of 48. Why don't you adopt? Why don't you? Yes, it's not the same, but you can still be equally satisfied and equally fulfilled. Why don't you mentor people? Why don't you go out and take a foster child or an orphan out for the weekend or for a trip? Why don't you visit places where children are, where they have no family that are looking after them? Why don't you give the love that you have in that way? And I promise you, it will be every bit as fulfilling.
I just want to say, a lot of people think that when you have depression, you're walking around with a hunchback, like you have the world on your shoulders. But I mean, that's not the case. I've known a lot of people who suffer from depression, and you only find it out later. Because they're always happy and chirpy and, you know, keeping up appearances. So that whole image of people depressed and crying all the time and walking with the world on their shoulders, that's not really it. I mean, they're hiding it really well, I must say.
Yes, and can you imagine the effort that must go into that?
It's very tiring.
The effort that you must put in to pull yourself up by your bootstraps every day, to put one foot in front of the other, and then still smile and still, it is. That's why we said in the beginning, it's not an easy thing. It's not to say that if somebody's not lying in bed with a duvet over their head all day, that they are not depressed. Also, you may not be depressed every single moment of every single day. You may have moments where you do feel a little bit better. That's why it's so important that we don't judge and that we don't point a finger or gossip about people, you know, in general. It's just not a good idea because we don't know what goes on in another one's heart or in their mind. Sometimes also we just hear that somebody committed suicide and people are so surprised because there was, in air quotes, nothing wrong. We never knew. And I think If anybody who is listening to me now and listening to you now and listening to this conversation, it is okay. You have all the right in the world to feel horrendous and that nothing is going right. What is not okay is to have nasty conversations with yourself and have demeaning words towards yourself going on in your head. And it's also not okay if you don't reach out. And that brings me to the third point, is being connected to people. That can so help you. That will help you, I promise you. And we think we're connected because you and I are talking on the phone. Or we think we're connected because we have a Facebook friend or 5,000 of them. What's the cap? It's 5,000. That is not it. We still have ancestral minds. We still have ancestral DNA. You know, we were not designed to never have physical face-to-face, one-on-one contact with people. We were not genetically created to be like that. So you can be online as much as you like, but at some point you have to see another person in front of you face to face. Let me qualify that by saying, if you start online, if you're alone in your house or you feel alone, even though you may not be alone in the true sense of the word, that there are people around you, but you still feel isolated and alone, a great place to start being connected is online. But you need to take it further. You need to reach out. You need to join a tribe. You need to be with a group of people or at least one or two others who can look you in your eyes and say, let me help you, or it's going to be okay. And you know what also is guaranteed 100% to make anybody feel better, whether it's just you or I having a down day or somebody who is clinically depressed, is helping somebody else. You will feel better. If you can muster that, if you can muster the energy to just reach out to somebody else to help them, you will feel better. And in conclusion, I want to say there's a brilliant NGO, SADAG. Ion, I wonder if you don't want to put the details somewhere after this conversation. contact them. They don't cost you any money. Speak to them, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. They do amazing work. Reach out. People are there. They can help you. Even if you do have medication, you're taking your medication, you do see a psychiatrist, psychologist, you do speak to your medical doctor often, you can still reach out to them. Why not? You can volunteer, or you can just ask, can I please, I just want to talk. You can do that. And if you combine these things that I spoke about today, your conversations with yourself, doing what makes your heart sing, connecting yourself to other human beings physically, and reaching out from your own perspective, from your own side, from your own accord, going, here I am. This is my hand. I'm extending my hand. Let me see what I get back. If you do that and you continue seeing your doctors, you can, in time, wean yourself off the medication. You can live a happy, fulfilled life. You can.
Love it. Heidi, thank you so much. I'm so glad you mentioned SADAG. I actually do have their details here. I was going to give it now at the Great. End of the conversation. You can actually email zane@sadag, that's SADAG.org. That's for counseling queries. Or you can contact a counselor between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Mondays to Sundays on 011-234-4837. We'll also put it up on our social media and website. And then also for a suicidal emergency, you can also call 0800-567-567. Very, very easy telephone number there. Otherwise, check out the website sadag.org. That's SADAG.org. That's the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. Talking about anxiety, we'll be discussing that next week, Heidi.
Yes, that is indeed, that is correct. And often the depression and anxiety go together. Yes, so let's talk about that next week. And thank you, Ian, that we could get this message out to everybody. It is not over. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. Looking forward to next week.
Keep well.